Well, obviously, I'm very disappointed with the court's decision. I think the council acted in good faith. They are the statutory planning authority for County Leitrim, and it is up to them to see that works are carried out in accordance with the permission that was granted. The original planning application was granted for short-term tourism letting. There was a complete change of use in that regard, and the council felt that this wasn't in compliance with the planning that was issued. And as they do, it's their responsibility to see that that is put right. So they felt they had no option, and we supported that. I think the council had the right to do that. They did it in good faith and in the best interest of planning regulations in County Leitrim. Obviously, the judge decided that he had a different take on it, and as far as I know, he used an exemption that was brought in by Minister Roderick O'Gorman of the Green Party regarding hotels, and this seemingly was used to decide that the council should lose the case. But what I'm very disappointed with altogether is that the council, that the case was, the judgment was given yesterday, and the meeting was arranged with the barristers today and Leitrim County Council. There's a 30-page judgment with a lot of legal points, and it's obviously it takes some time to go through. I haven't seen it, and I don't have a legal mind, so obviously I wouldn't be able to understand it fully either. So that meeting was being held the afternoon by Leitrim County Council. But what has transpired since that, which means that there's going to be no discussion, no negotiation, no community engagement, is that the alternatives for the constituency have been informed by Roderick O'Gorman's department, the so-called community engagement department, that people will be arriving in the hotel maybe possibly tonight. Well, one of them was told it could be this evening, and another person was told it would be tomorrow that the first of the refugees would be arriving. So what's really disappointing to the community about this is that no discussion. Now, the judge is making the final decision as regarding costs and all that on the 30th of May, but that the court was decided yesterday afternoon. There's a 30-page judgment, and they have the department and the developers, obviously it's money in the developers' pockets, they decided they're going to move today before the council has even time to consider what's in that judgment. Are there grounds for appeal, and to give them time to consider it? So they've just, you know, they've just railroaded this through. And prior to this, before the court case had been taken at all, we were supposed to have community engagement. It wasn't community engagement. It was three people coming down from Dublin saying, this is what we are going to do, you have no choice, and just go and live with it. It's very unfortunate for there's a fantastic community in Drumahaire. All of the people that are there and new people that have come into the area have got involved in various associations, and that there wasn't any discussion or communication. And as I said, that you could have a court case yesterday with a 30-page judgment, and it's acted on today. So the council have been given no chance to even consider what's that support and see if they want to take any further action in relation to it.